The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the chair of the European Parliament's Housing Committee recently called the Irish housing crisis the most severe in Europe. But how are we to solve it? Well, Aintu TD for Mayo Paul Lawless has called on the government to temporarily eliminate VAT on housing construction to stimulate growth. And Paul joins me now to tell us more. Paul, how would doing away with the VAT, and I'm not suggesting the VAT isn't a cost to home buyers, it certainly is, people buying new homes, but how would eliminating the VAT stimulate growth?
Well, first of all, the cost of construction in Ireland is a significant barrier to the delivery of homes in this country. And the scale of construction inflation, I believe, is spiraling out of control. It is nearly becoming normal now that, you know, the price hikes are coming at an avalanche in terms of every month and every few weeks. And it's getting to the stage, Ciara, where builders are no longer providing fixed price contracts because of the uncertainty in the market, because of the upward pressure in terms of costs. And I know families, for example, who have planning permission, who have mortgage approval, but are not building. Why? Because the cost of construction is simply like unacceptable. It is incredibly high. And every single time that price hikes happen, because VAT is calculated as a percentage, it sits on top and VAT is increasing year on year.
And parliamentary questions I have submitted
have discovered that last year the government collected €3.3 billion on VAT from construction materials and services alone. And over the last 10 years, €21 billion has been collected in VAT. We estimate that the VAT on construction in terms of the delivery of an average house in Ireland is in the region of excess of €50,000 on VAT.
And Paul, so, there's no argument against anything you're saying, but the question I asked you is how would removing it stimulate growth? The problem is if you remove VAT, there's no guarantee that that VAT reduction would be passed on, because nobody really knows what makes up the price of a house and what makes up the profit to the builder, etc. Not really. And so if you remove that, how do you know that will be passed on to the home buyer, or indeed that it would stimulate growth in the first place?
Well, first of all, in terms of last year in the budget, the government sought to reduce the VAT rate on apartments to try to, as an activation tool. And there is no question, particularly in my constituency of Mayo and many other parts of the country, particularly in the West Coast, where building activity is simply not happening at the rate that we need it. In terms of the makeup of a house, 47% of costs are estimated to be soft costs. So these are like levies, financial costs, VAT, land, etc. So it's a significant chunk of the market. And I do know, Ciara, here from speaking to builders, from driving across this country, that there is very, very little activity in terms of construction in Mayo. A significant amount of
construction
activity.
I'm not sure you could describe land as happening. a soft cost.
Well, in terms of, it is categorized in that, in terms of the Chartered Surveyors of Ireland. Like, the point I'm making here, Ciara, is that we have to stimulate activity. There is a viability gap in the construction of homes. The average cost of delivering a home is now in the region of €400,000. There is an avalanche of people attending my constituency clinic on a daily basis. People who are essentially too rich for social housing and too poor to survive on the private rental side, are too poor to purchase their own home. And we need to ensure that we reduce the cost of construction to make viability happen, to make building happening again. And I know families, Ciara, that are simply not building. They're sitting it out, they're waiting it out, and they're hoping that, you know, there will be a reduction of cost because they simply cannot afford it. Meanwhile, builders, many are opting to deliver work for in terms of the local authority and deliver social homes, and then many others can't take the risk in terms of developing maybe a medium-sized housing estate because the costs are simply unmanageable. And the fact there's so much uncertainty in the marketplace in terms of the cost inflation, it is incredibly difficult. And We do know, Kira, that the level of population growth and delivery of infrastructure is a major difficulty. Over the past 5 years, almost 400,000 people in terms of the population have increased.
I'm arguing about the difficulty that people have in terms of affordability. I suppose there is always a fear, though, and I think you would surely acknowledge it, that should we remove VAT on housing construction, that would end up fattening builders' profit margins rather than making houses more affordable to people trying to buy them.
Well, more viability in the market will mean more building projects, and more building projects means more competition, and that will bring down prices. And like right now, we have a housing crisis, and the problem is not that builders are making a fortune. It's that actually the numbers are not working up and building projects are not happening. This is happening right across the country, Kira, particularly in the West Coast, where houses don't fetch the high prices that they do in the East. And that is why we're having such a lag effect, that like there's such a little amount of building projects happening. And we want to see a reduction of that. We want to devat construction. We believe it will have an immediate impact overnight. And the government have been very slow to do this. They introduced a reduction in terms of apartments because there was a
difficulty
there.
Well, I'm sure they are. You just
there.
Highlighted the fact that VAT on houses generated $21 billion over the last number of years for the state. I mean, how that isn't sitting in the state's back pocket. That has obviously been used for other things. That is a big hole in the exchequer if it's removed.
Well, let me say this to you. What is the cost of not solving this crisis? Because last year and every year we spend about 1 billion euros on asylum accommodation. We spend 500 million euros on emergency accommodation. We spend over 500 million euros on the HAP and RAS. There's 2 billion euros alone that is spent on housing-related issues every single year. The cost to the state of not solving this is massive. And that is not even considering the human cost. The cost, for example, of families who are potentially delaying family decisions, the cost of future generations, the cost of children that will never be born because of this housing crisis, the cost of many families who attend my clinic who cannot avail of social housing, who are facing evictions and who are being sent to an emergency accommodation in Charlestown despite the fact that they live in Westport, that's over an hour away. There is an immense amount of cost to the housing crisis, but actually solving this housing crisis
will save the state significantly more in the long run, the removal of VAT, do you believe that this would go some way to improving the situation as you see it?
I believe that this is in a major crisis facing the country. I believe that the government have not showed the level of urgency that it actually requires. This is one solution that we in AIM2 have, of which we have many. But the truth is that like the government are continually talking about housing schemes. Housing schemes have not delivered housing in Mayo. Affordable housing, for example, in Mayo has delivered 5 units over the past 6 or 7 years. There has been zero cost rentals delivered in Mayo, and the first home scheme is delivering about 6 homes a year. It is simply unacceptable. There is a middle cohort of people in this country, people who cannot and will never avail of social housing supports, but simply cannot survive in terms of the private rental or ever afford to purchase their own home. And we need to address that crisis. We need to address the viability gap that exists
and
in housing. We built houses many, many years ago. We need to make building homes viable again. And currently, as I drive across this country, we are a significant distance away in terms of the building activity that we require.
And what would you
and
say about the fact that,
the
housing crisis is not just limited to Ireland, that other countries in Europe are also struggling, particularly those most affected in the crash in the noughties. Portugal is badly affected, Spain is badly affected, Greece is badly affected. It isn't just Ireland.
There are major housing difficulties right across the world, but I live in Ireland, I represent the good people of Mayo and this country, and I see this as a positive solution that will help activate and stimulate building, particularly in rural counties, particularly in counties along the West Coast. And I will fight tooth and nail to ensure that we actually reduce the cost of construction in the upcoming budget.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on All of That, Paul. That's Paul Lawless there, AIM2 TD for Mayo. Let us know what you think. Would removal of the VAT stimulate growth? Would it encourage builders? Would it make houses more affordable? is there a solution to the housing crisis out there that you think about? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.